We memeing. Me and John.
What's
meme
happening?
Meme bros.
Yeah. In a while, man.
Yeah, no. I know. It's like you've been out of town. I've been out of town alternating. It's all right. It's going to be back. But we're missing Rico. We can't get the whole gang back together.
Yeah, I was interested to see because I've been doing my my Thursday live streams, which have been getting like really good views. Ah, we got one viewer. We got one. Here's one. Let's see if we get more. Can we get two? Can we get two?
They're going to log off. It's like when you go to the party and there's like, you're only the one there. They're like, fuck this.
I've been getting like, it'll just keep going up throughout it. Both times I got up like close to 70, which is pretty awesome. But I can't tell like where they're watching from because like none of the overall numbers are changing.
Me and Age Daydream, same thing. I had like 60, 70 viewers live. And then I'm like, where are they coming from? YouTube's like zero views. Okay. Yeah. I don't know where are these people watching from? They're just watching me from the doorway and I just don't see them. They're watching from the late, like the outlets
under the bed.
Yeah, but yeah, Rico can't make it today, which sucks. I was telling John I might see him because St. Paddy's Day is Sunday. And Rico is a psychopath in that he loves St. Paddy's Day. That's not psychotic. And we have a tradition. We go to the bar at 6 a.m. And he was going to fly out from Cleveland, red eye, land at 8 a.m. I don't know why he couldn't come out Saturday. Maybe his son's got a baseball game or something. But he's going to come out, go straight to the bar, drink all day, and then red eye home. So, like, literally spend less than 24 hours in Los Angeles, but come drink all day, have a wonderful time. And that's
literally the worst idea I've ever heard.
He does it all the time. He's one of those guys that he doesn't mind flying hungover. Like, he's like, I don't care. He's like, I'm just on a plane. I'd rather be on a plane miserable. Flying home is his philosophy. I can't do it. I flew home hungover.
I can't do it.
Garbage from Michigan. Cause I was hosting the LP convention in Michigan and I had gotten like up super early, was up, you know, drinking. And then my flight, I had to get up like 5 a.m. for my flight back, but we also lost an hour. So I was like, just miserable. And being on the flight, especially as a tall guy, we're all tall.
Yeah.
5 hours. But anyway, Rico, come out if you're watching. Come on out.
Well, Rico's a little bit shorter, isn't he? Isn't Rico like, what is he, like 6'1"?
He's 6'1".
He's basically a midget if you're 6'1".
Yeah. It's true. He's tiny. Tiny Lion of Liberty. Mark was the smallest guy. Lion of Liberty. He dropped out. I think that's why he dropped out. It wasn't a philosophical conversion. He was just tired of being Little Mark.
Yeah. He was always going to be Little Mark.
Baby well, Mark hands.
That's pat him on the head. Out. Okay. Okay, Mark. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to Meme Wars, everybody. A lot to talk about today. Barbecue Haitians. Interesting. I don't know how you like the Haitian thing. The whole
yeah, we talk about that. Also, there's that thing. And I just saw that the crazy Georgia DA, the judge ruled that she can stay on the case. Fannie Willis. Crazy Fannie Willis.
That probably benefits Trump more than anything, if we're being perfectly honest.
I think either way it benefits him.
Yeah.
Like the whole situation with Fannie Willis, ridiculous this is. I think the whole thing ends up benefiting Trump.
Oh, for sure.
I think 100%. He wins Georgia in a landslide.
I don't know about a landslide, but it'll definitely benefit him in court.
Well, landslide is like winning.
Yeah, and a great not Crosby, Stills, and Nash. She's singing.
Am I freezing up on you?
Yeah, you are. You are. That's all right. I'll talk.
You're freezing up on me, too. I don't know which one is.
I blame you because your internet has been much shittier than mine. So I blame you. Mm. Also, Elon Musk. This is just a quick thing to mention. Awesome. You know, providing why we need deregulated, you know, environment for space travel. Elon Musk's Starship went up and is apparently, you know, revolutionary. It's awesome, but I took umbrage with the fact that he named his spaceship Starship, which just seems like you have a cat and you named it Cat. Like, can you come up with a better fucking name for me, Elon, than Starship?
Well, I mean, the guy's not that creative. When he was, member of the PayPal mafia, his big thing was he wanted, like, he's had this dream for a long time, which he's made the dream into reality with Twitter now being X, where he wanted to have a website that was just X. I don't know where his dream came from, but he wanted PayPal to be X. They said, you're an idiot. We're not doing that. PayPal.
Really, why he bought Twitter? It wasn't for free speech. It was just
Twitter.
He needed seriously, a website.
That's one of the major reasons to make it X.
That's so stupid.
Then he has, well, anyway, SpaceX and Tesla.
SpaceX. Teslex. He probably tried to name it Teslex, and people are like, that sounds like test sex, which is electricity and sex mixed together, which is never a good idea.
You don't want to mix those two.
Yeah. But, dude, this barbecue thing, I just want to talk about, because I'm going to tell some jokes about it tonight. I got my stand-up show in LA tonight, and I was just laughing at it, because I was thinking, like, they got that guy Barbecue, who's the new warlord, right? They overthrow the government, and it is Barbecue, and supposedly they are eating people in Haiti, which to me, I can't imagine doing, because I have no clue how long you have to cook man meat for before the AIDS is gone. Like, what is that? 425 a pound, you know, for 15, 20 minutes a pound, and then the AIDS gets cooked out. How do you do that? Does Magic Johnson have a barbecue sauce I can put on top of it? That'll
can you only get AIDS if you have a sore in your mouth? Like, is that I don't know.
Well, if you eat a human leg, and Haiti is known for having quite a bit of AIDS, if you eat a human leg full of AIDS blood, you're probably going to get AIDS. So you got to cook that all the way through. Is my point.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if you would think your stomach acid would kill the AIDS, right? I don't know.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think it works that way. And also, I'll give Jason Carrier credit for this. He also gave me a meme. He said, all we got to do to solve the border crisis is bring over a lot of these Haitian refugees that are, you know, cannibals, have them open up a bunch of barbecue joints on the border. Problem solved. You're just cannibal eating all the people coming over the border. Bingo, bango.
It wouldn't be any worse than the current situation, I don't think. A little bit better. It's improvement. Step up.
Instead of Biden hiring, you know, 4,000 more judges, you just hire 4,000 more guys that know how to smoke meat.
Yeah, just cook some humans. That's instead of building a big, beautiful wall, Trump can say, we're going to build 100 big, beautiful human barbecue joints.
You know, this is not the first time I've told cannibal jokes and had them bomb with you, Odie. I remember.
Well, I do remember.
You have an aversion to eating other people. I remember this.
Years ago, we got into this big debate with, I think Mark was on too. Might have been a libertarians in living rooms drinking liquor. And you were defending the right to eat humans. So,
yeah, under agreed on contract, if you die and you're like, I give this person the right to eat me, good. That's free market, man. That's a personal contract. What's the difference between that and marriage?
Maybe you could add that plank to the Libertarian Party platform.
I just sent the new website revisions to Angela, so maybe I'll slip that one in. we want to eliminate socialized healthcare and also enable cannibalism contracts. I mean, that's how you trend on Twitter, my friend. Cannibals.
As long as you're not hurting anybody else, as long as it's a contract.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what else? What do you want to add before we get into memes? So what do you think about the whole, did you look at the WPATH documents at all? The trans documents that came out?
I don't know what you're talking about. What documents?
Thanks for listening to the show this week. So WPATH.
I watched your reel. Did you talk about it in your reel? Because I think I watched.
Oh no, that was about Gamergate and the racist and gay and the Gamergate. Yeah. No, the WPATH. It's like the World Something Trans Authority. Blah 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 blah. But it's basically the org that gave all the guidance for every government. Essentially, went by these guidances. Kind of like the WHO screwed everybody with COVID. WPATH got all these people to buy in on the trans, like give them puberty blockers, affirmative care, you know, they're going to commit suicide, cut their body, you know, cut their breasts off. And it turns out from these files, the doctors knew that there was no evidence that these things worked. They knew they were essentially experimenting on kids. They knew there's no efficacy for any of this. They essentially just kept pushing it despite the fact that they did no medical rigor and they knew that they were lying to the public. And now it's out. And that's what one of the things that led to the UK saying we're no longer allowing puberty blockers to be prescribed to youth under any circumstances was these files. I mean,
which is awesome.
It's amazing.
How surprising is it that the UK of all countries, of all, you know, governments to step up and do that, which is pretty remarkable. I don't have a lot of
we are maybe
farther gone than the UK.
Oh, we definitely are. But I mean, it's one of those things. I tweeted this out. It's insane. On the same day that, like, or the same week that the UK bans puberty blockers, and reports come out that trans suicide rates are not any higher than any other teen suicide rates, that the White House tweets out this whole thing about this next person who was like a non-binary girl who the media said got beaten in a bathroom by transphobes. Turns out the truth of the story, these people never bullied her. The girl next attacked them first. She had minor injuries and then overdosed on antidepressants and like Benadryl. And that's what killed her. And Biden's tweeting out that this is trans suicide and caused by hate and blah, 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 blah. On the same week that all these files come out showing that everything that they've been talking about is a lie. Everything about top-down government's a lie. It's just such tone-deaf nonsense.
You know what I'm waiting for? I mean, not that Fetterman is like, you know, some great messenger of liberty. He's horrible in Israel. But it's just funny to watch him, how he's flipped and gone against the left. Of course, going against the left a little bit with the, you know, not expected for him to do that. I guess to put it that way. I would not be surprised if he starts coming out against some of this woke stuff like the trans agenda. And that would be pretty incredible to watch. So keep your eye out for 100%. That.
I mean, it's all collapsing on its own weight. Like, literally, think about this. I said this in the Good Morning Fuckhead thing I did for our Patreon subscribers, patreon.com/Lions of Liberty or lionsofliberty.locals.com. Get my morning rants. But I was talking about, like, literally, think about just this year, like, what's been collapsing that the left holds up. Like, the entire narrative about the white supremacy and racism, you know, blah, 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 that's collapsing. Climate hysteria is collapsing. Like, we've had like this cold winter and, like, you know, that's collapsing on itself.
The for you climate change on the made. East Coast now, you know, in the Northeast, people are saying, oh my god, it stopped snowing, it doesn't snow anymore, just because we had an unseasonably warm winter. I see people post, like, I won't mention any names, but mutual friends that we have from the fraternity who live in Pennsylvania, saying that, oh, since it doesn't snow in Pennsylvania anymore, I got to move farther north to ski.
Morons.
Just, I mean, you get a couple months of warm weather, and then they're the same type of people here. If it snows and I just make a joke about, or it gets really cold, like it did during January, super cold, like all the way down, like Louisiana, there was snow on the ground, and you make a joke about, where's the climate change now? Market. People are like, that's one time. This is one week. Right. You can't talk about that.
Yeah. But it's also, I think, like, the way it's collapsing too is like the farmer revolts are an example of climate change. Like, all these people, like in the Nordic countries, are leaving. They're like, we're not doing this climate crap anymore. It's BS. We're not doing it. We're abdicating it. I think that's changing. The whole trans thing has collapsed on itself. Inflation, like, Biden's trying to lie his way in that inflation's not a thing. It keeps going up. People are wising up to the spending and how much the military industrial complex is like all these things are collapsing, man. It's just, I swear to God, I'm so pumped about this year. It's all, and Javier Milei kicking ass. Inflation down to 25%, was at like 140% 3 months ago. Now it's at 25%. He balanced the budget and now has a surplus for the first time in like 15 years. 3 fucking months, man. Austrian economy, 3 months is all it took.
That's incredible. And to play off of Milei and what's the guy's name who's in El Salvador?
They took on, they adopted Bitcoin.
He also took on the gangs, right? And Milei is doing the same thing. He's cleaning up the streets. He's arresting gang members. As you know, our president here in the United States, good old Joe Biden, is going about just ushering, you know, new people in. And I don't know if you were going to share this meme too. I think this is one that Jason Carrier sent and that you shared with me. But we got good old Joe Biden giving a speech with the border wall behind him. You have people climbing over the wall, and he says to reduce illegal crossings at the border. And then he points up and shows planes in the sky and says, I've flown them directly over the wall. But to get back, like, to tie this together, one thing I am worried about, and I have another article that talks about this later. I shouldn't say article. We're not going to read an article. I'll show a headline. But some of these, like, you know, violent criminals, I'm worried that they're going to start fleeing some of these countries for the United States because with these leaders now cracking down on these gangs and actually, you know, legitimizing the role of government, getting rid of the rampant corruption. Why would they stay there? They're going to go somewhere where they can still have some sort of opportunity to wage warfare.
Yeah, no, exactly, man. It makes total sense. Why would they not come to America? Especially, you know, think about this. Not that, you know, we're the biggest fans of the police as they exist, but you have at the same time defund the police. You have people, you know, hard time recruiting for police departments. You have public sentiment that was, you know, turned against police because of George Floyd. So you've got the, and also I just saw in your city, the police are not going to be at police stations between what, 3 and 7 a.m.?
In that Pittsburgh? Like,
you're on your own? Yeah, in Pittsburgh. You didn't see the story?
I didn't see that. And to be fair,
oh,
nobody's in Pittsburgh between 3 and 7 a.m. It's basically an empty, vacant city. That's that's the way it used to be. They have, since now, like, the office buildings in downtown Pittsburgh are like 60% vacant. Now they're starting to, you know, change them into condominiums and stuff. So people are living there. But the city of Pittsburgh screwed. It's on a fast track to becoming Portland. The last county executive that was elected won this last election in November. It's horrible. She's super woke. It's going to be terrible for the city.
Yeah, here's the article. This was from the Daily Wire. It's a funny headline. The city of Pittsburgh takes the purge as an instruction manual. It's very funny. But between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., as few as 20 officers will be on duty to cover the entire city of 300,000 people.
That's insane.
It's insane if you don't have completely deregulated, everybody can buy a gun. You like buy a gun tomorrow, as many as you want. Mm-hmm. No licenses needed. Sure. If you have that, go ahead. Go ahead. Take your cops off the streets. If you don't have that, you're just inviting mass crime to take place during those hours because you've handicapped the population and now you're taking out the only measure of protection you supposedly have.
Yeah. And even so, this is probably more than, it's definitely more than 10 years ago. When my wife worked downtown, she worked at a high-end restaurant. And she would park sometimes. She would park in the street on street parking if she was running late, you know, just run in instead of parking in the parking garage. And one time she did, and her car got broken into. They, you know, shattered the window, and she didn't really have anything in there, but still pain when you get your window broken. So she calls the police, and I was out with friends at a bar, and I show up, you know, probably drunk and not helping anything. But I mean, the point of the story is we waited there, called police, waited for hours, finally call back. They're like, yeah, we can't come. Yeah, we can't send anyone to help you to write a police report. It's like, all right, this is.
Yeah, that's the way it's like San Francisco. They don't stop. They don't check anything. They're not going to bother sending anybody any robbery. They're not going to send anybody. Just crazy, man. But that's like to your point. If you're a criminal getting chased out of Argentina or El Salvador, you know, El Salvador's gangs are some of the most brutal out there. Then, yeah, of course. Why would you not just come to the United States?
Or Chile.
Chile.
Yeah. So in Baltimore, there's now Chilean gangs of thieves that have been arrested for robbing homes in and around the city. And they were what was found on them was lists of neighborhoods with wealthy millionaires, those types of neighborhoods from all around the country. So not good, not really a good thing to have going on. And this is the type of stuff that's going to happen. I mean, you have your open border libertarians who say, well, just let everyone in. Just what could go wrong? Just let everyone in. They have a right to be here, private property rights. This is what you get. You don't have a civilization anymore. You're going to have cities freaking run by gangs. And
yeah,
maybe you can keep yourself safe if you have a gun, but good luck.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's one of those things, we talk about the welfare state more than anything. We talk about immigration law and borders, right? The welfare state incentivizes them. You can't have the support systems. But as we're talking about here with crime, you also can't have your citizens de-armed and make it unbelievably difficult for them to get guns because the people coming in are not going to have a difficult time getting guns. And they don't care to use violence against you. In fact, they're probably far more enticed into using violence. So if you have a system in Maryland, per se. I'm sure it's not easy to get a gun in Baltimore legally. Well, screw you. That's essentially it. It's, you know, it's an interesting thing I hadn't really thought about before, but, you know, making sure people can have guns to protect themselves is as equal to eliminating the welfare state if you're going to have open borders. All right, let me share a meme here. This is, again, from Jason Carrier. Funny one, talking about Biden again. From 300 Guns account, but it's pretty funny. It says, the morning after the State of the Union 2024 when the drugs wear off. And it's just this picture of Joe Biden looking like a,
that's ridiculous. I don't know,
like Benjamin Button, just decrepit, dried up little husk of a man, and just sitting in his bed.
This looks like Gandhi a little bit after a hunger strike.
It does. It does. You know, somebody can cut this out and use as they want. I'd like to see Joe Biden naked. I'm just very curious. I'm very curious what's under the suit. I want to see, you know, are there tubes? Is there machinery like Darth Vader? I want to see Joe Biden naked to get an assessment of how decrepit the man is. Maybe the ice cream keeps him robust. I don't know. I'm very curious to see it.
Well, what did he say recently about, I don't know, it was some freaking softball interview, and he was talking about him and Jill, and they have a healthy marriage because they have a healthy sex life.
Oh, God.
There is no way he's having sex with his wife in the kind of shape that he's in. But when you look at Joe Biden, and even when you look at Trump, like, they can get them on certain angles. Like, you get Joe Biden from the front, you know, he looks decent. Like, they can get him in the right lighting, he looks okay. You get it from the side, you see his like weird like hair that
the hair. Like, I know people make fun of Trump, but at least Trump's hair is not completely see through. Biden's is like see through. It just looks like a wisp, like a cloud. Yeah,
it's bad. It's real bad. Makes Gary Johnson's hair look good. Yeah, and or even Rand Paul's hair. But you see the same thing with Trump. Like, you see Trump from the side. He does this weird thing where he's like leaning forward, like some kind of, I don't even know, like there's something wrong with him, and just in terrible shape. And Trump's even lost some weight, but these guys are not like, they're old and they're very unhealthy. Like, they're not like people who like work out and lift weights and stay healthy into their late 70s and early 80s. So
do you see Biden got a physical done? Walter Reed, and they're like, the whole big thing going in, following that report from Robert Hur, was like his mental state. And the White House is like, oh, he didn't do a cognitive test because the doctor said he didn't need one. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. Didn't need one.
Okie dokie.
My judgment, just based on everything I've seen, you know, from Joe Biden on TV, totally fine. Doesn't need a cognitive test.
Sharp as attack.
What a load of crap. Right,
do you have another meme for us? Because I got one, if not.
Sure. Yeah, so got a meme, the classic, I guess, bearded, blonde-haired, bearded libertarian guy. You see him memes and the crying face. What would you call that, Brian?
NPC crying face?
NPC crying face. So NPC crying face says, having children is bad for the environment. Background is a beautiful farmhouse with land. And then the guy on the right with his wife and his three kids says, I love my family and care about the environment. And the reason I just want to talk about this, not that it's really that funny, but I think it really highlights just how backwards the thinking is of people on the left. You know, they think they're doing the world a favor by not having kids. And why would I bring a kid in this world if it's overpopulated and they're just going to suck on the resources from this world and make things worse? But then you have people on the other side, and I'm saying the right here, not necessarily, but mostly on the right of this meme at least, who want to raise a family. And when you raise a family, when you have kids, you're investing in the future of this world after you're gone. So there's natural incentives in place for you to care more about the environment than the people who have no kids. So just the whole thing, if you look at it rationally, it makes a lot more sense to trust the people with the environment who are raising families and having kids than the ones who are saying, I want to save the environment, don't have any kids. Do you agree with that?
The crying, the exceptionally happy cat ladies who are so ecstatic they don't have children that they can drink their expensive coffees and fly off to vacations, they're the ones that are saying, don't have kids because affect the environment. So
exactly.
Let's not forget
exactly.
that. Yeah. All right, I have one from our buddy JJ Boogie, and he had this, I thought it was pretty damn funny. Karl Marx, he says, this should be a national holiday. Karl Marx died March 14th, 1883. And yeah, we should celebrate that day. That's a fantastic day in history that Marx finally kicked the bucket. Just as they celebrate May Day, we should celebrate Marx Day, and it's the day he died.
We should think of a unique way to celebrate. Like, what could we do to celebrate Karl Marx's death? Like, could we all put on like big Karl Marx beards for that day?
No.
And then at the end of the day, we'll just burn them, or
hunger strike.
Hunger strike. I think don't eat for the day.
I think that'd be most appropriate. you fast the whole day, just like the communists. You know, just like anybody that adopts Marxism, you just starve yourself for the day.
You could eat your dog. Maybe that's not. It's going too far.
No, maybe make a potato dog. Eat that. You got anything else for us? I got one more.
I do have one more. Yeah, I forgot I had this one. Let me pull up. We got, actually, this one was sent on Facebook Messenger, which apparently is still active. It's really hard to find in our system, but this is a picture of Joe Biden and a tomato. Says on the top, tomato. Only one of these is technically a vegetable, which is true. A tomato is a fruit. So is a cucumber. So is a zucchini. A lot of people don't know that.
That's funny. Well, I got one. Just I talked about at length the Boeing situation, right? And just coincidentally, this week, of course, a Boeing whistleblower found at the steering wheel of his car, suicided, bullet in his head. And there's a great meme here. This is from @TrueBeastSupreme. Don't know if he made it or not, but says it's got the Boeing airplane holding out 2 6-gun shooters. And it says, if it's Boeing, you're not whistleblowing. And I thought that was pretty entertaining.
So I will say this with Boeing, the stock market recently, I mean, I think most people have been doing fantastic. If you have some of the bigger stocks, Meta has been a ridiculous one, going up in price. I don't even understand why, but I own a bunch of it, so it's awesome.
Why the hell did Meta go?
I don't know. Look at the stock price of Meta in the past year to 18 months. It's just insane, the growth that it's having. Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, but Boeing's one. So after they had a couple of their incidents with like the doors falling off their planes, I'm like, all right, this company's not going to fall apart. I'm going to buy some of this stock. So I bought it when it was down. And then like, it just kept getting worse, kept going down. Then this guy offs himself or whatever, or is killed.
And then it went skyrocketing. Like, you know what?
I'm cutting my losses. I sold it. I'm not going to.
You got to keep it, because that's when it's going to go back up. As soon as they kill this whistleblower, that's what all the people are going to buy back in, man.
I think it's going to go down farther. But I normally, like, I'm not really one to buy and sell quickly. I normally try to buy low and then just, you know, I just hang on. But
yeah, I do too. Well, I think it's going to go a little lower. The only reason I might buy back in is because the Import Export Bank for sure is going to bail them out, and the government will step in and bail them out. But the Import Export Bank could do it without it officially being known to the people. So watch, they're going to get an infusion guaranteed from the IMF.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
IMX. That's all I got. Got anything else?
That's all I got, man. Good show.
Good shit. Thank you all you for watching on the live stream. It always makes it more fun. Feel free to comment more, you lazy bones. The problem is people are too busy masturbating, then it's hard to type with your left hand or your whatever hand you're not jerking with. So
we did get one comment. I'm not sure what this was about.
Unionize. Oh, that was Mercedes, I think, said unionize in honor of Marx. That was, I think, to celebrate Marx's death. I think that she's being, tongue-in-cheek the unionized for Marx's death.
That's funny.
All right. Good memeing. Until next time, join the Patreon. Hit the subscribe button, especially on YouTube. Notify, because we're shadow banned to shit. Otherwise, from me, from John, from the Lions of Liberty Network, and from Memores, enjoy your St. Paddy's Day. Vomit on the street, not on your friend.
See ya.
Good night.